From Tidbits on March 19th, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbits staff. We have a lovely collection of Extra Bits links for you this week, including a hint that we may someday see more lenient electronics usage policies in airplanes, Glenn Fleischman's thoughts on the Mike Daisy controversy, answers to oodles of iPad questions via a mug meeting on Mac Voices TV, and a cool demonstration of the scale of the universe. FAA to review electronics use on planes. Nick Bilton of the New York Times stumbled in this story by calling to pester the Federal Aviation Administration about its antiquated rules surrounding the use of electronic devices during taxi takeoff and landing, and our perennial favorite, sitting on the runway for hours. Instead of giving the runaround, the FAA unexpectedly changed its tune, saying that it's decided to take a fresh look at the use of personal electronics on planes. Mike Daisy revelations don't surprise. This American Life, a public radio show that tells stories about people, retracted their episode that was largely a reduced form of Mike Daisy's monologue, The Agony and the Ecstasy of Steve Jobs. Daisy didn't meet the people or see the things he said he did. Glenn Fleischman explains at Macworld how this didn't surprise him because of his acquaintance with Daisy and his methods. Tidbit staffers answer mug iOS questions on macOS TV, Mac Voices TV. Speaking remotely to a packed house at the Apple iCloud subgroup of the Village's Mac user group, Joe Kissel and Adam Angst fielded numerous iOS questions from the audience in this mug meeting recorded by Chuck Joyner for Mac Voices TV. If you're relatively new to iOS, you'll pick up a wide variety of usage tips, including a CarTalk-inspired solution involving electrical tape. Interactive demonstration of the scale of the universe. Apologies in advance to iOS users for pointing to a flash-only resource, but Carrie and Michael Wang's The Scale of the Universe interactive page on NASA's Astronomy Picture of the Day site is a fascinating update to the classic Powers of 10 video created in the 1960s by designers Charles and Ray Eames. We were particularly amused to see Boeing's Everett, Washington aircraft plant, on the scale of the Vatican City, and the virtual Minecraft world, larger than Neptune. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst. Thanks for listening.